Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is It's the Days, Lucy, by Kay Mortley. Thank you for listening.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep.
Hon har ljus i hår. Hon har massa folk bakom sig så här. Gubbar och kärringar.
She was perhaps a witch.
Man vet aldrig. Ibland de väljer.
En stor häxa.
Ibland de väljer.
Vänta, tyst. Vet ni, förr i tiden de brände häxor, visst? Ja, hon kanske var en häxa, du vet. Sen hon kommer upp.
Ja, men så här alltså. Ja.
Och då går de museer. Hur ska man berätta?
Det betyder bara så museer.
Ja. Hon är i alla fall, hon brukar vara ljushårig, men inte hon.
Usually she's blonde. She's light hair and she's got lights in their hair.
I Västsverige vet vi att man sedan mycket, mycket länge firade det som var den mörkaste natten.
The celebration that started on the west coast had to do with the longest night.
Lucianatten var ända till mitten på 1700-talet faktiskt den längsta natten.
It was the longest night of the year, yes.
But was it?
No, it wasn't. It has been in the Middle Ages, but not now.
Washy washy.
There's the year's midnight, and it is the days, Lucy's, who scares 7 hours herself unmasked. The sun is spent. And now his flasks send forth light squibs, no constant rays. The world's whole sap is sunk.
And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And he said, Let there be light, and there was light. And he saw that the light was good.
In the winter, when it's cold and snow is falling, like it is today, when you look at through the window, it's very good to have a festivity with warmth and light and all that.
And he separated the light from the darkness. He called the light day, and the darkness he called night. I saw the newsreels. On the second day, history tells. On the second day, certain species of animals rose again from the depths of the earth and from the ashes. Dogs were photographed. For all eternity, I saw them. I saw the newsreels. I saw them on the first day, on the second day, on the third day, on the 15th day too. It was blanketed with flowers. There were cornflowers and morning glories and lilies that rose again from the ashes. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day.
Lucia är ju en ett unikt socialt tillfälle. Därför att hela, den här gången och på midsommar så enas hela det svenska samhället i samma rit, i samma sysselsättning. Från direktionsrummens oaserade salar till tunnelbanan och ungdomsgängen. Man sjunger samma sång, ägnar sig åt samma rit, och det tycker jag är ganska kul grej alltså.
This is the only occasion together with midsummer where all parts of the society gather around the same celebration.
And Christmas?
Jul är privat, va? På ett annat sätt. Men Lucia är offentligt.
Christmas is a private matter, but Lucia is the public occasion where you meet each other.
And why do you think, why has this happened?
Ja, varför, det vet jag inte, men så är det alltså. Så är det. Jag vet inte orsaken. Jo, jag vet orsaken. Jag vet. Det beror på att det är en vardag. Det är en vardag, va? Och man träffas på sin arbetsplats. That's why.
It's an ordinary day, really. It's not a weekend, as Christmas is. You meet at work and you celebrate this together with the people you live with or you work with. Not so very old in Sweden. It starts at Syracuse in Sicily, in Italy. She was a saint. She was killed in 304, they say.
She was a maiden, was about to be married, had got money to give to her coming husband, but she gave it to the poor people at Syracuse. He got very angry. There were heathen there, and she was a Christian. First they asked her to work at a brothel, but she said no. Then they tried to burn her at a stake, but the fire didn't touch her. And then she was executed by a sword. It was a more honorable way.
St. Lucy came from Syracuse.
St. Lucy died, they say, in the year 304.
We have so many modern myths. It's a way of constructing an identity with the gone times. They speak also about Christmas as something which comes from the heathen festivities at midwinter. But in reality, we don't know so much about that. It's what we want. It's not what we know. To find roots, we construct roots which didn't exist.
And he said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters from the waters. And it was so. And he called the firmament heaven. And there was evening, and there was morning, the second day.
Footfalls echo in the memory, down the passage which we did not take, towards the door we never opened, into the rose garden. But to what purpose, disturbing the dust on a bowl of rose leaves? I do not know.
It begins, sul mare luccica, l'astro d'argento, placida è l'onda, prospero è il vento. Natten går tysta fjät kring hus och stuga. The night goes with the silent steps round the houses and the cottages. We had a poet who was named Gunnar Wennerberg. He had written a very popular collection of songs. In the middle of the 19th century, he was in Napoli. There he heard a song with a refrain, Santa Lucia, Santa Lucia. He took it here, and it was translated, and is still very popular. But that is an Italian barcarola, a boat song. It's not about Saint, it's about the harbor, a fishing harbor in Napoli, which also is called Santa Lucia.
Aha, är det bilder?
Ja, titta.
Här ser du hur det kunde se ut när man 1910 i Nås i Dalarna gick med den ljusa stjärnan. Där har du då den sortens stjärngossar, inom citationstecken. Där är djävulsgestalten. Och han hänger ju då ihop med Sankt Nikolas, som ju den ger de snälla barnen presenter 6 januari ute i Europa i katolska länder. I sitt sällskap har Sankt Nikolas djävulen, som tog hand om de stygga barnen.
We're looking at a picture of a procession, not during Lucia, but later on in the Christmas celebration, with the images looking quite like the ones we recognize in the Lucia processions today. We have the star boy and another person wearing a hat, which is similar to the star boys, and there are certain burlesque characters, but I don't know what they are, and you have the devilish-looking ram, or what you call it, is leading this procession. And this is to do with when St. Nicholas gives presents to all the nice kids, and the devil comes as a goat and takes care of all the evil children.
Och Lucia knyts ju också till Lucifer, därför han var ju också ljusbärare och var ju också ett namn för djävulen. Det hela är komplicerat, det är faktiskt sant.
Lux Ferro, he who brings light, brightness. Lucifer.
Lucifer, Latin name for phosphorus, see under.
Phosphorus, name sometimes given to the morning star, generally called Heosphorus. See under this name.
Which translated into Latin gives Lucifer.
Lucifera, name for Diana, the moon.
Lucy.
Lux. Lucis.
Light. Sun. Star. Daylight. Dawn. Sight. Enlightenment.
Lucy.
Lumen. Luminis.
Light. Flame. Lamp. Eyes. A young man had fallen in love with Lucy's eyes.
Ja, så det finns lite olika uppgifter om Lucia. Det var att en yngling hade förälskat sig i hennes vackra ögon.
He wanted to marry her.
Hon gärna gifta sig med henne, men hon ville inte göra det, utan istället så
she didn't want to marry him.
Hon skulle skänka sina ögon till honom. Och sen det är så mycket olika, så, men det är lite kärlek bakom, helt riktigt. Så det,
but I'll give you my eyes, she said.
Lucio,
to gleam, shine, light. Lucet,
it is day, clear, obvious, evident. Lucerna,
lamp.
Lucide,
with lucidity. Lucidus,
clear, brilliant, full of light.
For me, light.
Ljus betyder ofta, är också förknippat för mig med värme.
Means warmth.
Det här att nu är vintern som kallas. Nu
now winter is cold.
Nu blir det snart vår, sen blir det sommar, då blir det varmare, då blir det ljusare.
Spring will come, then summer, warmer, lighter.
För även om jag inte ser, självklart känner jag om det är dag eller natt när jag...
I can't see, but I know if it's day or night.
När jag går ut, och självklart känner även jag och njuter av ljuset när
I'm happy when it's light. I can sense the dark.
Trots att jag inte ser så upplever
even
jag
though I can't see.
När man går ute i den svenska
on dark, cold winter nights.
Som Åtminstone om man är stadsmänniska när man går ut.
For someone from the city.
För en del kännas lite nästan lite hotfull.
The dark is almost threatening once you leave town. There are different sorts of darkness.
You're not afraid of the dark. You just see different qualities of darkness.
Ja, så tror jag. Så tror jag. Det tror jag är ett bra sätt att förklara det på. Att det finns olika valörer. Det finns snälla mörker och det finns...
Good darkness.
Onda mörker.
Bad darkness.
I saw the patience, the innocence, the apparent meekness with which the temporary survivors adapted themselves to a fate so unjust that the imagination, normally so fertile, cannot conceive it.
And he made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and he saw that it was good.
People are afraid of the rain of ashes on the waters kill. Fishermen are dead. People are afraid of the food of the city is thrown away. The food of cities is buried. A city rises up in anger. Cities rise up in anger.
And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day.
Hela tiden talat om ljuset. Och Lucia är en symbol av ljuset. Lucia är en symbol för livet, sanningen och kärleken.
A symbol of life, truth, love.
Guds sol, solljus. Guds solljus.
God's sun, the sun's light, the light of God's sun.
Svårt att, kanske svårt att förklara det. Så att ni förstår mig vad
jag menar. It's hard to explain.
Gud skapade ju dag och himmel, men
God created day and the heavens.
Gud såg att allting var gott.
And God saw that everything was good.
And God saw that everything was good.
Första Moseboken.
It's in Genesis.
Står det. Begynnelsen skapade Gud himmel och jord.
In the beginning God created the heavens and the earth.
Och Gud såg att allting var gott.
And he saw that it was good.
Alla människor måste lära sig att se detta ljus. I tillvaron, inte se mörkret.
We must see light and goodness.
Inte se alla krångligheter som inte... Ja, vi måste bli medvetna om det. Att se kärleken och godheten, det är ljuset. Kärleken är ljuset.
That's what light is. Love is light.
Ja. 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 Kärlek, godhet och glädje.
Love. Goodness, joy. That is light.
Kan inte förstöras.
It can't be destroyed.
Det finns alltid inom människan.
It is in man.
Godhet.
Goodness.
Goodness.
Hurra! 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 Hurra!
Oh.
They say that the thoughts and the mentality of people mainly is influenced by the actual society. But tradition cuts through all that. I think that we need the tradition to keep in order with the evolution, which goes very, very hastily. We have something to balance it with. We must have that. That's an important reason for the popularity of tradition. You know, Sweden has been so very changed in the last centuries. We are urbanized very hastily, but the traditions here in Stockholm, which people bear inside, they are from many, many parts of Sweden, and from Lucia up to the beginning of January. Yes. There's a time when they gather to speak about the roots, the traditions.
It will begin all over again. 200,000 dead, 80,000 wounded in 9 seconds. Will begin all over again. There will be 10,000 degrees on the earth, 10,000 suns. The asphalt will burn. A whole city will be raised from the earth and fall back in ashes.
I shall send my angel before you.
Han ska bevara dig.
To watch over you.
Så säger Jesus.
Said Jesus.
Jag ska sända min ängel framför dig.
Or was it God?
Eller är det Gud som säger det? Vilken, ja.
Vilken form den är.
Ja, men änglarna är alltid före. Våra änglarna är änglatankar.
The angels are always with us, thinking angel thoughts.
Alltid. Tänker för oss, gör det gott för
they
oss.
Think for us, comfort
us. Vi måste se ljuset. Alla människor kommer att se ljus imorgon, varje dag.
St. Lucy means that man will
vi
see the light.
Vi firar Lucia redan idag. Ljuset.
And so today we celebrate Lucy, the light.
You just heard It's the Days, Lucy, by Kay Mortley, broadcast by New American Radio.